Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Samachay. We're giving about 6-7 lines from the Taf Samachay Omer Aleph with the words Tanan Rabbi Yehuda Omer. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Rosalind Feder, Reza Bas Avram Abba. All the Neshamas we learn for Shanav and Aliyah. So we begin by quoting the Mishnah again, 7 lines up from the top, Samachay Amud Aleph. Our Mishnah said, Tanan, Rav Yehuda Omer Thomas, we had a machlokis between the Chachamim, Tanakama, and Rav Yehuda as to what you do with the extra Sarah Lashem or the Sarah Lazazel. Again, we were talking about a situation, a scenario where you had a Sarah Lashem designated through the Hagrola, Sarah Lazazel designated through the Hagrola, and then one of them dies, so you have to do another Hagrola. We had a machlokis between Rav and Rav Yochanan as to which one you use. Let's say, for example, the Sarah Lazazel died, so that you have to select a second Sarah Lazazel through the Hagrola. So now, the second Sarah Lazazel is no problem. That's the one that you use. The first one died. But which Sarah Lashem do you use? So Rav says in this situation, you take the original first one, because he holds Nira, Nidcha, the Nira. And Rav Yochanan says, no, you take the second one, because the first one was Nira, and it was Nidcha, and it's not Nira again. So that Machlokis we're still going to be discussing today, based upon the Machlokis in our Mishnah between the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the second one is not Yira Achi Yistayiv, like the Chacham said, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's just like a Chatos of a Yochid, where it has to be put into a Kippah and killed, so to Rabbi Yehuda Omer Thomas. The one that you're not using, the extra one, the second one, is left to die. Now, Bishlam, and this works out very well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that says, the Omer, Sheni, Shebizug Rishon Yireh, that the original extra one, the second one from the first pair, the one that was left alive, that you're not using, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you use the second one, so it works out very well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that one dies, because Rav Yehuda Yomus in that situation, because Miskapir Bisheni Subukzuk Sheni. He says that you get your kapara from the second animal, which was not Dochui, that's the new one that did the Hagrola with, and the first one you can't use because it was Dochui, it was pushed aside. And therefore, Rav Yochanan, his understanding of the machlokas between the Chacham and Rav Yehuda makes very good sense. That's why the first one has to die, because the second one is being used. The first one is no good, the second one is good. However, Elul Rav, according to Rav, that says you bedavka use the first one because we said he holds like Rav Yossi. In yesterday's shiur, we said that Rav Yossi says the mitzvah berishona. So then, what is going on? According to Rav, the Omer Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yira, the second one goes out to pasture. So according to Rav Yehuda, then that one dies of Yehuda Yomos. But Rav Yehuda says that you can't use the first one because he holds like Rav Yochanan that Nira, and then it's Nidcha, it can't be near again. So Rav Yehuda, but my Mechaper, according to Rav Yehuda, so you can't use the second one because that one you let die. And the first one you can't use because it was near of a Nidcha. So according to Rav Yehuda, you don't have either one to use. So Rav Yehuda, but my Mechaper, so then where you get a Kapara? How did it do you any good to do a second Hagrola? So where it says, no. Me, Sarvis Rav Yehuda, Asheni Shebegzug Sheni Kayu. No. Who says that Rav Yehuda holds in fact that we're dealing here with the second one, in the second group, that is the one that you're getting a kapara from? No. Rav Yehuda Asheni Shebezug Rishon Koi. He says that the one that is left to die is the one that he holds that was near of a Nidcha, and it's pushed aside. That's the one that dies, not the second one in the second group. He holds clearly that the second one in the second group, that's the one that you get your kapara from. So therefore, there is no problem over here, according to Rav. Now, that's the first version of this. Second version of this is the opposite. Diko de komosiv hochi. There are others that bring this down as a raya to Rav and Akasha on Rav Yochanan. Diko de komosiv hochi. They read it the following way. The Odom Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said a second statement, right? The first statement was that he doesn't hold that it's Yirad Shiestayev. He holds that it's Tomus. And then he added an addition. The Odom Rav Yehuda. In the following scenario where you had shechted a Sor Lashem and you collected the blood in the Kli Sharis for the Kabbalah, and then you had designated, of course, the Sor Lazazel because you did a Hagrola, and then Nishbach Adam, the blood spilled out. So Rav Yehuda had said in that situation that Sari Yomus Hamishtalech, the Sor that you had designated Lazazel, also has to die. You have to do a totally new Hagrola, and you do a new Sor Lashem because the original Sor Lashem's blood is no good. And you have to do a new Sar Lazazel because the original Sar Lazazel has to die. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Meis HaMishtaleach, if it was the other way around, that Sar Lazazel died, but you'd already done the Shechita on the Sar Lashem, and you have the blood in the Kli Sharis, so you can't use that blood. You Shofei Chadam. That blood has to be poured out. Again, you have to do a whole new Hagrola, a new Sar Lashem, new Sar Lazazel. Now, this works out great according to Rav. Bishlomo L'Rav, according to Rav, who says, Reisha Plige Bechatos Tzibot. The first one they're arguing about, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham have two arguments over here. The first one was Yirachi Stai versus Tomus. So Rav says that's no problem. They're arguing the difference between Echatos Tzibor or Echatos Yochid. The Chachamim say there's a difference between Echatos Tzibor and Echatos Yochid. Echatos Tzibor is Yirat Sheyistayv, Echatos Yochid is Tomos. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, the Echatos Yochid as well as the Echatos Tzibor both are Tomos. So that's the first Machlokes, and that's why he has to say the old Amar Rav Yehuda. That's why he says the same for this old Amar Rav Yehuda is Pligim B'Bali Chaim. That's where they're having the argument about whether Nireh is dichoy or not, if it was nidcha. Nira, v'nidcha, v'nira. Oh, so the Chachamim say, like Rav, that in fact is acceptable. And Rabbi Yehuda, he holds, no, that's not acceptable. Oh, that's the second machlokis. That's why you need to have an od on Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, El Rabbi Yochanan, my vote, what's the purpose of saying vote? It's the same machlokis. They're both arguing about the same exact thing each time. Do we say nira, nidcha, v'nira? Do we say that or not? So Gemara says, Taka, this is Akasha. And we had already explained that we had said our Mishnah is in accord with Rav and not with Rabbi Yochanan. Now Gemara says, V'odamar Yehuda, let's go back and dissect this a little bit further. Our Mishnah said, the old Omer of Yehuda, that he says, Nishpach Adam Yomus HaMishtaleyach, if the blood spilled out, after you shechted the soil Hashem, you're collecting the klisharis and the blood spilled out. So we said, in that situation, you got to do nu hagrola, and the soil hamishtalef, the soil hazazel that you had, has to be killed. It's left in a kippah, and it dies. And vice versa. If it was the soil hazazel that died, and you had the blood in the klisharis for the soil Hashem, because it was already shechted, that blood has to be spilled out. Intentionally, you have to do a whole new hagrola and get a whole new soil Hashem, a whole new soil hazazel. That's what Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was. Now, the Gemara says, I understand, Bishloma, Nishpach Adam, if the blood spilled out, I understand, Yomus Mishlech, why you can't use the Sarla Zazo, the Sarla Mishlech, because the Akati lo is Avid Mitzvase, because nothing was done to it yet. The mitzvah of doing the Zrika of the Dam of the Sarla Hashem wasn't done yet, so no mitzvah was done. So you have to go and do a whole new Hagrola, and once you do new Hagrola, so the original Sarla Hashem is gone, so you had to do a new Hagrola to get a new Sarl Hashem, and meanwhile, the old Sarl HaZazel was nira, the nidcha was pushed aside, so now it can't be near again. So, no problem, we understand why Rabbi Yehuda says that you need to go and redo the entire process, and the Sarl HaZazel has to die, it has to be put in the kippah. But Ela Meis HaMishtaleach, but if it was the Sarl HaZazel that passed away, so why do you have to pour out the dam? Am I Yishpach dam? After all, Hois Ovid Le Mitzvase. The whole purpose of the Sarl HaZazel was accomplished. Now, we, of course, have a mitzvah to continue doing the rest of the Sarl HaMishtaleach process, the Sarl HaZazel process. It's not enough to just do a Hagrola. But technically, all you really need is to do the Hagrola. Once you do the Hagrola, the mitzvah, so to say, of the Sarl HaZazel has been accomplished. Everything else is gravy. Everything else is extra. And if you don't do it, it's not ma'akev. So, for example, if you did the Sarl Hashem and Sarl HaZazel, and you do all the process of the Sarl Hashem, and you never do anything more for the Sarl HaZazel, you're Yotze. Nothing's Ma'akev. You're right, you didn't do the mitzvah. The Ishit didn't take the Sarl HaZazel out. You didn't do the vidui on the Sarl HaZazel. You didn't do the pushing off the tzuk. You didn't push it off the cliff. You're right, you didn't do all the mitzvahs that are involved, but none of them are Ma'akev. So in this situation, where you did the Hagrola, and you shechted the Sarl Hashem, and you got the blood in the Kli Sharbeis, so you had accomplished everything. It's aved le mitzvase. So granted, it now the Sarl HaZazel dies, but it's nothing else is ma'akev. So you won't do the rest of the mitzvah. Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, do you have to be yishofech hadam from the original Sarl Hashem? So this was the question that was raised. So Amrei de Rav Yana, they send the base medrash Rav Yana. No, there's a pasuk that says that you have to do this because on my quote, the pasuk says we've had this pasuk already several times. It said, "Vasir asher all of Hagor la'azazel yomad chai lifnei Hashem lechaper olav." So it has to be alive at the time of the lechaper. Ad mosai hezokuk lios chai. Until what time should it be alive? Again, none of its services is ma'akev other than the agrola, but it has to be alive. It must still be alive at the matan damim. In other words, until all the zrikas are done with the Sarl Hashem, then you're going to have to do a new Hagrola, and the original Sarl HaZazel will not be good. It will be nira v'nitche. Now the Gemara says, Tanos, and we learned in a Mishnah in Shkolim. Now this is dealing with a halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. We mentioned Rabbi Yehuda over here in our Mishnah, so we have another halacha related from Rabbi Yehuda. And it says in that Mishnah in Shkolim, we didn't learn it that long ago, B'nei Yair Sheshol Chu Eshek Leyin. All the people from all over the world have to give matzahs to Shechem. Not only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, the Jews all over the world. Obviously, the people that were living farther away from Eretz Yisrael, so their shkolim didn't always arrive at the same time. But once they sent their shkolim, so they're considered to be part of Klal Yisrael's contributions towards the Matzis HaShekel. And it's considered as if it's in the possession of the Trumas HaLishka, in possession of the Beis HaMikdash. Once they do the first Trumas HaLishka, they did the first Trumas HaLishka at the beginning of Nisan, they had to have funds separated for the new financial year. The financial year started on Nisan 1, and it went till the end of the next Adar, and that was the fiscal year for the Beis HaMikdash for Korbanos. So when people sent to the Matzis HaShekel, even if it wasn't yet in the treasury, when the people from Chutz Laaretz, far away, sent away the Matzah Shekel with shluchim, they sent it with messengers, so at what point is it considered that it's no longer in their possession, but it's considered in the possession of the Beis HaMikdash? So the rule is, this Mishnah tells us in Shkolim, that if it reached the point in time where they did the first Trumas HaLishka, so any funds that were on the way were considered already in the possession of the Gizbar. And that's what this Mishnah tells us. The people living farther away, they sent their Matzis HaShekel with their shluchim, with their messengers. And it was v'nignavu oshavdu, but nebuch, they were either robbed, or the shluchim were not the most conscientious, and they lost the money. And in this situation, im nitruma truma, if they did the first Trumas HaLishka already, so then, nishbayim like gizbarim, all these messengers have to do, these shluchim, all they have to do is swear that they weren't negligent. You know, robbers came and attacked them. They're shomer chidim. They're not mechuyif to put up a fight. And if they were careful and somehow it got lost, so then they're not posheya. So all they have to do is swear that they're not posheya because they were shomer chinams. So nishbayim like gizbarim, they swear to who? They swear to the Beis HaMikdash because it's already considered as if it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Because once they do the first Trumas HaLishka, so all the funds that have been sent are considered already as if they're in the possession of the Gizbar. And therefore, Nishbarim like Gizbarim, they swear to the treasurers of the Beis HaMikdash, and the people who sent the money have been considered like they gave the Matzis to Shekel, and the Shluchim are potter from pain because they're Shomer Chinams, and they're not Chayev for Gineva of Aveda. And the treasury takes the loss. However, Vim Lav, but if there wasn't yet Trumas HaLishka, so let's say this happened before the Trumas HaLishka, that they were lost the money, or that the robbers attacked them, so it happened on the 28th day of Adar, whenever it happened, it was before the Trumas HaLishka. So then, in that situation, Vim Lav, so then it's not considered that the money is in the Gizbar's possession already, and therefore it's considered as if the owners still have it, even though the shluchim are the ones that have it, but they're working on behalf of the owners. And therefore, if this money is lost, the owners are still responsible for it. So the shluchim, nishboy levnei ha'ir, they swear to the people who gave them the matzis HaShekel money that they were not negligent in any way, shape, or form. And as a result, they are shomer chinams, they're going to be potter from having to pay for the lost matzis HaShekel funds because they're potter for gneva ve'aveda. And who suffers the loss in this situation? Not the gizbar. Levnei ha'ir, shoklin acherim tachtehem. They got to repay it again because, after all, they didn't contribute to the Matzis HaShekel. They tried, but it was lost or stolen. And therefore, in this situation, they have to go and ante up again. They have to go and give new Matzis HaShekel money. Great. What happens now, Nimtzu, if somehow the original funds were found? They lost them through no fault of their own, but then they found them. Or, Osher Zirum HaGanavim. The Ganavim had Charata. The Ganavim said, whoa, we just stole Matzis HaShekel money. Are we crazy? And the Ganavim returned it. So now you have two sets of funds. You have the original funds that were Nignav or Nevad, and then you have the replacement funds that the people gave to replace that. So now you have two sets. So Eil Ve'elu Shkolim Heim. So the Mishnah tells us that both of them are considered Shkolim. Each of them has a Kedusha of Shkolim. However, Vein Olam Lehem L'shon Abba. They can't say, hey, we have on account. Next year we're already paid up. It's still this year fiscally, but use these extra funds since we already paid for this year. So use the extra funds for next year's Matzis HaShekel, and we'll be good. Take it, put it into our account that we already paid for this year and next year. So you can't do that. Ain't all the land l'shon abo. That's what the Mishnah says. Now that's the Tanakhama, that's the Chachamim. And along comes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, all the land l'shon abo. He says, in fact, it does work for next year. So the double contributions that they gave this year, the original ones that were Nignav or Nevat, which were then replaced with replacement funds, and then they found the original ones. So you use one, either the original ones or the replacement ones, for this year's Matzah Shekel, and Ruda says you can use the excess, the second one, for next year's contribution. Olen Lashon Abba. Now, my time with Rebuda, why does he allow that? So Omar Rava says the reason why Rebuda allows this is Kosova Rabbi Huda, he holds Chovos Shoshana Zu Krevos Lashon Abba, because your obligations from this year are still allowed to be brought for next year. As Rashi said, if something was Hufrash for this year, Lechova Shana Zu, it's not a problem to use it for next year. Now, what this is basically saying is something that was donated in this year could still be used for next year. Now, that seems to go against what Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah. And that's now what Abaye is going to ask on this interpretation of Rabbah. Asa Abaye asks over here, he says, wait a second. We learn the following brisa. Par v'sar sh'yom kippur m'sha'avdu. If they designated the par and the sar of Yom Kippur, and they were never lost. And then the hifrish acherim tachteim, and they did a new hafrosha to have a new par, or they did a new hagrola to have a new sar lashem. Now, what's the halacha? Well, similarly, in the case v'chein seiri avodah zarah shavdu, or if you have the sar that when Klai Yisrael all are told by the Sanhedrin that it's okay to do something that is really avodah zarah, and they all do it. So instead of the meat bringing their individual personal chatas for doing avodah zarah, so they bring the equivalent of the par helam davar shel tzibur for all other sins, they bring the sar for avodah zarah. So in this sar of avodah zarah that was designated, and then it was also law shavdu, the ifrish achayrim tachayrim. And in all of these situations, they brought another animal in its place, and then they find the original animal. So what do you do? Kulon yamusu. So Divrei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, in all of these situations, each of the animals that you had as the extra animal is unfortunately have to be put into a kippah and let to die. That's the opinion of Rav Yehuda. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they disagree. Again, the Mesoros HaShas changes around every time we've had this from Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, they say, no, you don't put it in a kippah and let it die. Yiru ad shiyastavu. You're allowed to look, let it pasture. Wait till it gets a mum, the yimkaru, and then you can go and sell it. V'yipul demeyem l'nadova. And you let the funds that you get for this blemished animal, which the person who buys it can go and eat it as barbecue. So you take those funds and you buy korbanos for ketz mizbeach. You purchase olos to be put onto the mizbeach when things are quiet. Because she'ein chatas tzibur mesa, because Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that even the chatas of a tzibur dies, and they hold no, the chatas of a tzibur doesn't die. Now, here's the question: according to Rabbi Yehuda, so these animals should be allowed to be used for next year. The Mishnah that we brought down from Shkolim clearly says that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that only lehem l'shana abba. So why not use it for next year? So in each of these situations, Rabbi Yehuda should say that you're allowed to use it for next year, just like the Shkolim. So you have over here the second animal, either the second Sar Lashem or the second Par, or the second Sirei Avodah Zarah. So use it for next year. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that it has to die? Kulam Yamusu, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. There seems to be a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Abaye is asking on Rava's understanding. So Amalei, Rava says back to Abaye, we turn to Samachei Amud Beis, and he says, no. Karbano Sibur Karmit? You're asking me a question of Karbano Sibur? No, shiny Karbano Sibur. Karbano Sibur are different. You can't use it for next year because this is based upon Kid Rabbi Tavi, Amar Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Tavi says the name of Rabbi Shaya the following din. What does he say? Amar Rabbi Tavi, Amar Rabbi Shaya. Amar Kwa, because the Pasuk tells us, Zoso Las Chodesh Bechoshon Lechoshi Ashana. This is today, I'm saying this on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and this is the laning from Rosh Chodesh, and it says, Zos olas chodesh b'chodesho, l'chodeshi ashana. It has to be each year for that year. Chadesh v'havi li korban mitruma chadasha. All the korbanos of the year for the tzibur have to come from that fiscal year. They're not allowed to come from anything else. And therefore, it's critically important that the for fiscal year from this year only be used for this year, and it can't be used for next year. Ah, so that's why Rava says to Abaye, Rav Yehuda would say that it has to be Tomus. Rava says, that's great. That works out well for the Sar Lashem. But the Par, which is not a carbon tzibur, and doesn't fit into this idea of that it has to come from this year's Truma, that comes from the Kohen Gadol's personal property. Par, Maikla Meimar, what are you going to say about the Par? So the Gemara says, Gzeira par ought to sar. Here we have to say, the par ought to sar. That we're concerned, if we allow you to bring the par, so then people aren't going to know, and they're going to also bring the sar as well. And therefore, that's why you can't bring the par, because technically you could, because it's not a carbon seber, and it could be saved, like Ruda says, for next year, olu lakan, olu lakan. However, because of the concern that if we let you bring the par, then you might mistakenly bring the sar, that's not allowed. Gemara's not happy with this. Gemara says, really? Mishum gzeri amusa, because of a concern, we're going to let the animal die? That doesn't seem to be right. Rashi says, aloshon bismia, really? Wouldn't it be adequate, dayo, imyira? Let it go in pasture. Why do you have to go and kill it? Even though you're doing it passively by putting it in the kippah and just not feeding it, that still doesn't seem to be the optimal answer. Put it out the pasture, let it get a wound, and it will be able to be redeemed. And in this way, you don't have to go and even indirectly kill it. So, does it make sense? And furthermore, v'yod, ha de Rebbe Tavi, amar Rebbe Yoshia, gufa mitzvahi. That statement that we brought down, name of Rebbe Tavi, amar Rebbe Yoshia, that's just a preferential mitzvah. The proper way to do things is to use the fiscal funds from this year for this year and the fiscal funds for next year. Because the amar Rebbe Yehuda, amar Shmuel, any carbon seba that's supposed to come in this year's fiscal year, you're supposed to bring it from this year's fiscal funds. Now, what happens if you didn't? If in fact you brought it by accident from last year's fiscal funds, you're still qualified that you did the mitzvah. No, el shechisa mitzvah, but you didn't do it in the optimal way. But you don't have to redo it. It's not ma'akev. So are you telling me that for something that is just an ideal way to do it, we're going to make a gzeira to go and kill an animal? That doesn't seem to make sense. And therefore, the Gemara says, you're right. El Omer Rizera. Rizera says, here's the reasoning. This is the real reason why Rav Yehuda says that you're not allowed to use it next year, because the Goral from last year can't be good when you're designating it now as a Sar Lashem, a Sar Lazazel. That's for this year. That Goral for this year can't work for next year's Goral. That's why you have to go and put the animal in a kippah and let it die. Gemara says, no, so go bring a new garl. The nice vinagril. So you're right. Okay, this year's garl doesn't work. So now you just have a sawyer. It's not necessarily sar Hashem, sar lazazel. So next year, go match it up with another sawyer and then do another garl. And this way, next year's garl will be the one that will designate it for next year. You're right. This year's can't designate it for next year. But next year's garl will designate it for next year. Gemara says, no, people are going to make a mistake. Again, gzeira, shema yomru, ha garl kovea mishon el chaverta. People are going to mistakenly think that this year's garl could work for next year, and it can't. You have to do each year the garl specifically for that year. And therefore, people can make a mistake. Okay, Gemara says, fine. Let's assume that that's even true. Ha tenach sar. So that's for the sar, which has a garl. But the par doesn't have a garl. Michael Amemar, why do you have to go and put the par in the kippah? Why does a view to say the par has to die? You should be able to use the par for next year. If you had to go and bring a second par because the first one was Nignab or Neva, and then you find it, so now you have two parim, so use one this year, and instead of putting it in the keep and letting it die, like Review this says, use it next year, why not? Someone says, oh, Xera par, otu sar. So this is the same thing that we said before. If we allow you to use the par, then people are mistakenly going to use the sar. Gemara says, "Umishum gzeira yamusu." Same question as before. Really, because of this gzeira, we're going to put the animal down. We're going to put the animal in the kippah and not let it survive. Again, Rashi says, "Loshon of tamia." He's surprised. Dayo yamira. It should be adequate if we just let it go out to pasture. So it says, "Taki, you're right." Elo, amruah rabbanu kmeidabai. This is the real reason why Rav Yehuda says the animal must die and it can't be used for next year. And this is what the Chacham said in front of Abaye. The concern is over here. If we allow you to bring the power of the Kohen Gadol for next year, so then the power of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol brings, if we allow it this year, you have two of them to bring one of them for next year. There is a concern that Rahman al-Islam, the Kohen Gadol, might die in this year, and they're still going to use that power next year. And this would be Gzeira Mishum Chata Shemesu Ba'alel. People are going to think that even though the owner died, you're allowed to bring it next year. This is not a communal offering, and therefore they're going to say, oh, you're using it next year. It must be that even if the owner of the Chatas dies, you're still allowed to use their Chatas, and that would be a problem. As Rashi points out, Shema Yomus HaKohen B'Shanazu. You have to be concerned. Kohen Gadol isn't always a young person, and maybe he would die during that year, and they'll still use that par next year, and that's a problem. Gemara says, okay, great, so HaTenach par. So great, that's why you can't use the par, because that's an individual. But the Sar, which is a communal offering, Michael and Amar, why can't you use the Sar for next year, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Gemara says the same thing that we said before. Gzeira Sar up the par. If we let you use the Sar, so then you may come to use the par. And the par, we said, is a problem. Mishum Chata Shemesu Ba'alel, we're concerned that the Kohen Gadol might die. Again, the Gemara says the same thing as before. Umshum gzeri yamusu. Again, because it is gzeri, it should be enough that it should be year actually yistayim. Would review that really require us to have the animal die and put it in the kippah and not feed it? So Gemara says, you're right. So finally, Elegzera Mishum Chatos She'Avru Shnosa. The real reason why we don't let Rav Yehuda bring it for next year, why Rav Yehuda says you can't bring it for next year, is because of a gezeira that a chatas that is more than 1 year old. The chatas is brought in the first year of life, and if the animal were to be more than 1 year old, it can't be brought. Now here, we're concerned that if you don't bring it this year, you're going to bring it next year. It could be a gezeira, mishum chatos she'avru shnosa. It could possibly be more than 1 year. Where it says, gezeira? You're telling me this is a gezeira? Hu gufa chatos she'avru shnosa. How can it be not more than 1 year? You're talking about this year and a year later. So of course a year later it's going to be more than 1 year old. Why are you telling me a gzeira mishum chatos she'avru shnosa? It's obvious that it's going to be more than 1 year old, and if it's more than 1 year old, it's not allowed to be brought. So that's the reason why it can't be brought. Why are you saying gzeira that chatos she'avru shnosa? It is a chatos she'avru shnosa. Where it says, no, that's not a problem. Holo kasha. There's a famous machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. And you have to know the background up here. This is talking about a house that is sold that's within a walled city. This is called an Arei Batei Choma. You have a house that is sold. You have a certain amount of time to go and buy it back. So if it's not in a walled city, and you sell a Snei Achuzah, you sell the field, so at the end of the Yovel, you get it back. You pay a prorated amount that somebody purchased it because they're going to give it back at the Yovel time. But a house that's in a Batei Arei Choma, a house that is sold within a walled city, you don't get it back. And in fact, it's a full sale, and it doesn't come back at the Yovel. But you have a, quote, year to go and buy it back. Within that year, you prorate the sale, but you have the right to get it back. So, for example, if you sold it on the first day of Nisan, and, you know, by time comes around Elul, you're changing your mind, so he paid you a certain amount of money for it, so for those months that he used it, so he gives you the money for those months, but now when you're buying it back, you return the rest of the money for the rest of the year. But you can only do that within the first year. After that, he doesn't have to sell it back if he doesn't want to. And this is a machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. How do you calculate this, quote, year? Is it a solar year or is it a lunar year? And this is a machlokas, the Tanya. Shona Smima, it tells us in the Pasuk says, V'yimlo yigo'el ad melos lo shona smima. You have a complete year. What does it mean, a complete year? So the opinion of Rabbi is Mone Shloshmeos Veshishim Vechamisha Yom Keminyan Yemos Achama. It's a solar year, Divrei Rabbi. You go and take 365 days from the day that it was sold, and if he wants to purchase it back during that period of time, he can do it against the purchaser's will. But after that, if the purchaser says, listen, sorry, buddy, I'm very happy with this house and I'm not giving it back, he doesn't have to give it back. He doesn't have to sell it back. But within the first 365 days, i.e., that Shana Tmima, solar year, Rebbe says he's allowed to buy it back even against the will of the person that he sold it to. But the Chacham disagree. You know what they say Shana Tmima means? Shana Tmima is Mone Shnei Masar Chodesh Miyom Liyom. It's a 12-month period of time. It's the lunar year. So if he sold it on Nisan 1, so then when it comes around to Nisan 1 next year, 12 months later in a regular year, and as we'll see as we turn to Samach Bav Omer Aleph, Bim Nisabra, if it's a leap year, if there's an additional month of Adar, there's another Aleph and another Beis, Nisabra Lamolcher. So then the person who sells it, who sold the house, he gets that extra benefit of the month. So it goes from Nisan 1 until Nisan 1. Whether it's a 12-month year or a 13-month year, he has the right to go and demand that it be brought back to him, sold back to him from the person that bought it within that Shana Tmima of the lunar year, whether it's a 12-month or a 13th-month lunar year. So that's the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. So according to the Chachamim, if it's used for one Yom Kippur, but it couldn't be used because it was two of them, and you want to use it for next year, so according to the Chachamim, there's no way that it wouldn't be more than 1 year old. But according to Rebbe, theoretically, an animal can be brought as early as 8 days of life. So in a solar year, which is 365 days, it's 11 days longer than a regular, typical 12-month lunar year, which is 354 days. So you have 11 days. So you need 8 days for the animal to be born. So theoretically, an animal that's on the 8th day of life, 9th day of life, or 10th day of life, that was designated to be the Sora Lashem or the Sora Lazazel, and the other one died, so this could still be within the first year of life, the next Yom Kippur, based upon Rebbe's opinion that it's 365 days. And that's why it's a gezeira of Shema Te'aber Shinasa. Now, Gemara says, great, hotei natsar, that works well for the sar. But par, ma'ikal meimar, the par doesn't have this din of being within the first year of life. The par can be more than 1 year of life. So why don't you allow that? And guess what the Gemara is going to say? Gzeira par al du sar. No, if we let you do it with the par, you'll come to do it with the sar, and that will be a problem. And the Gemara says the same thing as before. Umishum gzeira yomus, because of gzeira, again, are we going to let this animal die and not do yira actually istayev? And furthermore, here you don't even go kill it if it's past its first year of life. You don't go and do tamus. You let it go out to pasture, according to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, we view it as if it's standing in a cemetery. Of course, a coin can't go into a cemetery. You can't get it. And therefore, we don't go and kill it, but we let it go out to pasture. So there's no reason to think over here, because of Gzeira, that you shouldn't be allowed to go and bring it. So we're left with our kasha still on Rabbi Yehuda. Why does he say tamus and not allow the par or the sar or the siri of Avodah Zarah to be used for the next year? Now we'll stop over here and we'll get to the final answer tomorrow, why Rav Yehuda says they must die. With this we conclude today's shiur.